President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will meet again. That's the word from the White House after a rare visit from North Korea's top negotiator. The administration says the summit will take place at the end of February. Officials are expecting to announce an exact date and place soon. Vietnam is reportedly one of the options. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has the story.
North Korea's vice chairman, Kim Jong-chol, had a lengthy sit-down with President Trump in the Oval Office, lasting for about an hour and a half. And Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders sounded upbeat about the prospects for another summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
We've continued to make progress. We're continuing to have conversations. The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization.
One North Korea watcher, Suzanne DiMaggio of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says President Trump seems to be looking for another win.
Trump, I think, views his summit with Kim Jong-un as a high point of his presidency so far, but it's really a qualified win. Yes, tensions have been dramatically reduced, and the North Koreans haven't tested nuclear weapons or missiles for over a year. But there hasn't been any concrete progress on denuclearization.
DiMaggio, who's been involved in what's known as Track 2 diplomacy with the North Koreans, says one of the problems up to now is that they were refusing to start working-level talks with Special Envoy Steve Biegun.
Following the Singapore summit, Trump fostered what I would call a very unproductive dynamic that reinforced the North Koreans' view that they should only deal with Trump. And as a result of that, American negotiators have not been able to engage their counterparts at the working level at all. And I think that's why we've seen so little progress.
A second summit, she says, is a chance to reset this diplomacy. The State Department says Biegun is heading to Sweden. His North Korean counterpart is already there. There are big gaps to bridge. The U.S. wants North Korea to give a full inventory of its nuclear and missile programs and wants it to denuclearize before getting sanctions relief. Russia and China, both permanent U.N. Security Council members, argue there should be incentives for Pyongyang to stay engaged. The U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters today he wants to see more progress and predictability first.
We believe it's high time to make sure that the negotiations between the United States and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea start again seriously, and that a roadmap is clearly defined for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
And he doesn't see a role for himself or the UN at the moment. All eyes are on Washington. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has bristled at the idea that the administration is easing up on its maximum pressure campaign against North Korea. But the Carnegie Endowment's DiMaggio believes the Trump administration needs to rethink its approach.
If the U.S. goes into the second summit with a more realistic, phased approach, perhaps including some early sanctions exemptions and a peace declaration, which are the two priorities for the North Koreans, then we may see some progress.
There's certainly a lot of reasons to be skeptical about whether Kim Jong-un is serious about denuclearization, she says, but she doesn't rule out the possibility of progress once diplomats at the working level can really get started. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.